Everyone, one of the main premises of the reformers in the 16th century, in particular Martin Luther, one of his main premises was sola gratia, which is Latin for only grace. That Martin Luther understood that one goes to heaven, one goes with union with God, sola gratia, only by grace. He was very uncomfortable to attribute anything to human free will, where the Catholic position has always been grace, certainly grace primary, certainly the work of God most important, but that moves the will to say yes. And so the Catholic position has always been grace and free will. Well, shortly thereafter, there came another reformer, John Calvin, in Switzerland, who then took sola gratia to its logical end. If it's only grace that gets me to heaven and human free will has nothing to do with it, then my human free will has nothing to do with people going to hell. That if free will has nothing to do with me going to heaven, then it has nothing to do with rejecting God. And so John Calvin, his flavor of Christianity, what we call Calvinism, was rooted in a double predestination that God has chosen and willed some people to go to heaven, and he has chosen and willed to withhold grace and let others experience eternal damnation. Doesn't quite sound like the God of love. But that was Calvinism. And you knew you entered a Calvinistic church in the 16th century, 17th century, by the crucifix. A Calvinistic crucifix doesn't have Jesus' arms wide, inclusive, out for everyone, but high. That it's not inclusive, but high, strict, stingy, not all-embracing. Why do I bring all this up? First, to impress you. Second, because Calvin swept Switzerland. People were falling over. How easy the human heart, how susceptible the human heart is to believe God is strict. We believe that we're too ready to believe that. But he swept Switzerland. And God's response to that was to send into Switzerland the man the church has given the title, the gentleman saint. That God's response to this harshness and seeing God as harsh was to send to Switzerland a bishop, Saint Francis de Sales, who we celebrate today. And he was known for his gentleness. It is said that he converted 72,000 Calvinists back to the church. And my favorite quote of Francis de Sales is this: "There is nothing more true, more strong than true gentleness. And there's nothing more gentle than true strength." So beautiful. To tie it to the gospel, we need to be aware, dear people, that this spirit that was behind Calvinism is alive and well. There's not too many of us teaching it out there, but it's alive and well in your heart and mine. And here's what it looks like. One of the most common obstacles I find alive in my heart and in yours who come to me for spiritual direction, for pastoral counseling, Calvinism looks like this in people with faith, like all of us here this morning. Here's how Calvinism plays out in your head and mine. We believe everything Christianity teaches about God. We believe in the good God. We believe in the loving God. We believe in the personal God. But the spirit of Calvinism, which is the obstacle in us today, is this. But there's something so inadequate in me that somehow everything we believe about God doesn't apply to me. Won't happen to me. That somehow there won't be enough grace to overcome what's in me for the promises of God to be mine. It's the spirit of rejection that somehow God has left me out. It's very real. If you pay attention, it plays out in your mind and heart just about every day. Let us not believe that. At those moments, we believe in this God of gentleness that was flowing through the heart of St. Francis de Sales, and let us turn to him and make acts of faith. Jesus, I believe your promises are for me. I trust in you.